Chapter 8. The bear would have killed me if it wasn't for Rudy. The cub leaped from the tree, landing on top of the bear's head, momentarily blinding it. The bear roared and swiped at the cub, who ducked and bit one of its ears. The bear roared again and shook its head viciously from side to side. Rudy held on for a couple of seconds before he was sent flying into a thicket. The bear resumed its attack on me, but in the time the cub had bought, I ducked around the tree and was racing for the cave as fast as I could. The bear lurched after me, realized I was too far ahead, bellowed angrily, turned, and went looking for Rudy. I stopped when I heard frightened yapping. Looking over my shoulder, I saw that the cub had made it back up the tree, the bark of which the bear was now ripping to pieces with its claws. Rudy wasn't in any immediate danger, but sooner or later he'd slip, or the bear would shake him down, and that would be the end of him. I paused no more than a second, then turned, picked up a rock and the thickest stick I could find, and sped back to try and save Rudy. The bear let go of the tree when it saw me coming, dropped to its hind legs, and met my challenge. It was a huge beast, maybe a yard and a half high. It had black fur, a white quarter moon mark across its chest, and a whitish face. Foam flecked its jaws, and its eyes were wild, like it was touched by rabid madness. I stopped in front of the bear and whacked the ground with my stick. "Come on, grizzly," I growled. It snarled and tossed its head. I looked up at Rudy, hoping he'd enough sense to slink down the tree and retreat to the cave. But he stayed where he was, petrified, unable to...